السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and also sisters who listen over the receivers, that we all claim to be the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we had not claimed to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we would not have been here for the day of Jumu'ah and all the other masajid which become full on the day of Jumu'ah. It is a clear indication that each and every one who is attending the congregational prayer, and besides that our walimas, our nikahs, our namazas, our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat, and when we talk about haram and halal, all these things clearly indicate that we are the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if the person is not in ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it does not matter whether he drinks or whether he fornicates, or whether he gambles, or whether he does anything else. There is no question of Iman, there is no question of Islam in his life. So it does not really matter. But a Muslim is all the time questioning that is this permissible or not? Is Allah Ta'ala pleased with this or not? Is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam happy with this action of mine or not? Now this is a clear indication that we are claiming that we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if that is our claim, and indeed it is our claim, so then we have to look at the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his time. Because we are claiming we are ummatis, and the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they also made the same claim that they are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. No difference. As far as the claim is concerned, there is no difference. But if we have to look at their lives and look at our lives, then there is a world of difference. When they claimed that they were ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were the followers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then each and every one was a walking, talking example of a follower of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in their lives. Now that we have had a government change, and these government changes will continue taking place till Qiyamah day, we do not know how many governments will change. In our own country, there was apartheid, and everybody said that it is granite wall, and it cannot be cracked. But the ulama-e-haq and those who know history, or those who knew history, they said that injustices cannot last long. Injustices have to come to an end. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will replace that government with another government. And then if they do the same thing, then that government will be replaced with another government. And it will carry on like that. So governments will go on changing. But the sad part is that around the world, wherever the governments change, then together with the governments, the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also changed their lifestyles. When the British came to India, then slowly, gradually, they left behind their legacy. People who were not engaging in certain kinds of sins and actions and dressing and entertainment, due to the presence of the British government and the large majority of those people under the British government's rule, so they slowly imbibed within themselves those same actions, those same activities of life, and the same kind of entertainments, the same kind of pleasures. Everything became the same. So therefore Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Khaja Aziz ul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayh, some 60-70 years ago, what he said is so appropriate. I was discussing that in one of the Jumu'ah Bayans, if I recall, then I left for Umrah. So he says, Tumhara har naye dore hukumat mein badal jana. Tumhara har naye dore hukumat mein badal jana. Namuna ho ke bhi har qaum ke saanche mein dal jana. Namuna ho ke bhi har qaum ke saanche mein dal jana. Rahe haq mein buton ke husn zahir par phisal jana. Jidhar chalna hudood-e shar'a se bahar nikal jana. Musalmano bahre amal tayyar ho jao. Nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao. Says, tumhara har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana. Whenever the government changes, then you change also. I'm referring to each and every one of us. When I say you, it doesn't mean you. That all of us have got that same weakness, that when the government changes, then we think that liberty, freedom, everything has come now. So we forget the Quran Sharif, we forget the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we look at the government of the time. That what are the things that the government has legalized? Now whatever they legalize, whether it is abortion, whether it is homosexuality, whatever it is that the government legalizes, and very soon now they're going to decriminalize. They're going to decriminalize prostitution and everything else. So that is for them. That is those people who are following that government and the rules of that government with regards to morality, etc. Then they can do whatever they wish to because there's no Iman and Islam. But we are Ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So there is no question of the laws of the Quran and Sunnah changing from time to time. That at one time it was halal and sometime it becomes a haram. It was halal to drink, now haram to drink. Or it was haram to drink, now halal to drink. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on the plains of Arafat, and the ayat of the Quran Sharif were revealed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radhitu lakum al-islam deena. So Islam had reached a perfection stage. There was no question of any additions and alterations and deletions or anything of that nature anymore. All the laws of Islam with regards to halal and haram and everything else was now completed. The laws of the Quran Sharif had all come down. Now, according to the times, the different times, if there is a new issue, then in the light of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a solution will be found. Therefore, we were saying that do not enter debates and arguments and unnecessary quarrels and fights and ikhtilafat for nothing and for no reason. If there is a new issue, then the ulama of the time, the muftis of the time, they will discuss, they will debate, they will research, and each one will come up with his own conclusion. Because you cannot come to different conclusions on that which is nafs-e-qat'i, that which has been already conclusively proven from the Quran and Sunnah, then there's going to be no difference of opinion on that. Nobody will ever come up, and if he comes up, then all of us will reject it and the whole world will reject. If somebody comes up and says on the day of Jumu'ah we must make 4 rakat namaz, because every day we make 4 rakat zuhr namaz, will anybody accept it? Nobody will accept it, because it's proven. Like that, so many other issues. So if there is some issue on which there is a difference of opinion, so then all we have to do, or all the muftis have to do, is this: inform the community, inform the society, inform the public that this is our conclusion. But there is no need to thrust it down the throat of the other. If it is an issue which we term as mujtahad fi, on which there can be a difference of opinion. So if they do not have that right, then where do we have as laymen the right to then catch on and cling on to one fatwa and after that thrust it down the throat of everybody and fight and argue over it until Qiyamah Day? We know what these disputes and arguments have done. Therefore, he says, har naye daure hukumat mein, whenever a new government comes, then whatever kind of legislation, then we also change. So these differences of opinion, they will remain. In the time of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, there were differences of opinion. But in the manner in which we argue and fight and quarrel, if any person wants to accept Islam also, he will run far away. I think I mentioned that on one Jummah day I was lecturing at the Dublin Masjid, and the Imam of the Masjid, before introducing me, he said, I want to just mention an incident that took place here last week and what kind of effect or impact it had on that person who had left his religion, his faith. He had accepted Islam, he was a Christian and he became a Muslim. And he says he was sick and tired of all the different kinds of problems that they were facing in the Christian society, and all the differences and all the arguments and all the debates and everything that was taking place between the Protestants and the Catholics and everybody else. So he left all that and he came a Muslim, because he was told the Muslims, their Qibla is one, their Kaaba is one, their Allah is one, their Rasul is one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their Quran is one. They say that was his first Jumu'ah that he came last week. But the elections that took place of the society, the Masjid society, he happened to come exactly on that Jumu'ah when that was being discussed. And the fight and the quarrel and the argument and everything else that took place in the Masjid, he says that that person left and informed the Imam that I am reverting to Christianity. I had left all that and come into Islam, thinking that Quran is one, Deen is one, Allah is one, but here I see there's no difference. You're also fighting and fighting over trivial things. So this is what is happening. Therefore, Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he very rightly said, and very beautifully said, Zara socho tum pehle to kya the, aur ab kya ho. Karo kuch sharm, tum khairul bashar ka naam lewao. Karo tum sharm, tum khairul bashar ka naam lewao. You see, we are taking the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore think what were we at one time and what are we now. Ye bad aamal hiya chhodo, agar fath ho zafar chaho. Khuda ke tum bano pehle, khuda bhi phir tumhara ho. Leave all this bad aamaliya, all this sins and vices and evils, because of the change of government, everything has become legalized. So now the Muslim also, hook, line and sinker, he is going for everything. Nightclubs, rave clubs, discos, cinemas, theatres. And as I mentioned last night in the Majlis program, in the Zikr program, that look at the number of SMSs and letters that we are receiving. My wife became crazy and she doesn't even want to listen, and she was going one way to the cricket grounds. Now, how can the wife become crazy if he did not allow that? And some wives are complaining that my husband, or our husbands have gone to the cricket ground in the name of cricket, but they're going crazy over those film stars and film actresses. Where is the iman left? And as I discussed, then look at the millions of rands. How much of wealth of the Muslim community went waste? And besides that, how much of time went waste? Time, which is such an important thing in the life of a Muslim. Whatever he does, it is in time. He could have used it so constructively and so fruitfully, but instead of that, it was wasted. What did we gain? At the end of the day, what did they gain? Even if they glanced at those film actors and actresses a million times, have they now got something into the heart that they can talk about? That film actor and film actress may not even know that you were gazing. Therefore, I said, what kind of love is that which is just one-sided love? That the person is just, he says, I'm in love with that film actress, and therefore I can't take my eyes off her. And that film actress doesn't even know who this person is. Love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it will be a two-sided love. In fact, our love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be because of his love for us. Fadhkuruni azkurkum. You remember me, I will remember you. And then when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remember his servant, then the first thing that Allah ta'ala will give to that person will be sukoon in his heart, tranquility, serenity, a kind of a joy and happiness under all conditions, whatever the condition. conditions of prosperity or adversity, conditions of happiness or sadness, conditions of wealth or poverty, conditions of sickness or health, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that person sukoon in his heart. He will truly sense and he will truly believe, my Allah is with me. He is my creator. He is the one who blessed me with whatever I have. And this person will be like the well that will supply sukoon to others also. It will be like the ocean. So what did the people then gain finally? Now what is the purpose of complaining? Who are the people that bought the tickets for their daughters and took them there? And now they're complaining those daughters have gone crazy. They don't want to be obedient anymore. They just want to go for the next match and next match. Fortunately, it came to an end. So therefore, he says, Zara socho tum pehle kya the aur ab kya ho? What are we? If a person has to say, who is a Muslim? Can we say, there are Muslims there. All those people who are dancing and singing and screaming and shouting. If you want to know what is Islam, then go see, there is a Muslim. Is that a Muslim? There was a time when a person, if he said, what is Islam? He said, look at that Muslim, look at that Muslim, look at that Muslim. Trade with him, deal with him, associate with him, talk to him. His walk will show he is a Muslim. His talk will show he is a Muslim. His dealings will show he is a Muslim. His relationship with the wife and children will show he is a Muslim. His relationship with his customers and clients will show he is a Muslim. His honesty, his truthfulness, his beautiful character will demonstrate his Islam. That was a Muslim. So, zara socho tum pehle kya the aur ab kya ho. Karo kuch sharm tum khairul bashar ke naam lewa ho. He say, have some kind of shame, you are taking the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the khairul bashar. The best of all creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we say we are his ummati, it means that we are claiming that he is our friend, we are his friend. So then why should we embarrass Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ye bad aamali ya chodo agar tum fath ho zafar chaho. We are talking about success, success, we all want success. And every time we hear that success lies in the following of the commands of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But how much do we follow those commands? In which areas do we follow those commands? In our salat we may be Junaid al-Baghdadi. In our salat we may be Bayazid Bustami. In our salat we may be one of the awliya of the time. But then look at our dealings. Look at our lies. Look at our character. Look at our anger. Now all these things, are those the signs of a waliullah? So therefore he says, give up all those things if you really want fatah and zafar. That means if you really want success. Say, khuda ke tum bano pehle, phir khuda bhi tumhara ho. Become first Allah's, then Allah Ta'ala will also become yours. This much we all know, that it is no way that we can change the entire world. We just can't change the entire world. No matter how much I like to change America and change China and change Japan and change the world, I can't do it. It's difficult. At the most, I may be able to work on a few people here and a few people there. But I gave an example that if it comes winter and it's extremely cold, then I cannot change the climate outside. It's going to be very cold. It could be even snowing outside. But it is within my means, within my capacity to change the climate within my own home. I can introduce heaters into my home. I can put a fire log there. I can put fireplace. I can do so many other things to make the room warm. I can cover myself with a blanket. I can wear warm clothing. I can do lots of things to feel warm. But within my home and within my body. But I cannot change the whole environment outside. In the same way, if it is extremely hot, then I cannot say, well, take air conditioners and go and hang them outside in the fresh air. We can't do that. It's going to be extremely hot outside. But within the masjid, within our home, within the four walls of our offices, we can change the atmosphere. We can change the climate. We can introduce air conditioners there. We can put fans there. We can wear light clothing, cotton clothing, different kinds of things, but we can make ourselves cool. So in the same way, when it comes to our Islam and Deen and Sharia also, it is just a trap of nafs and shaitan that we are always talking about the international community, international society and the world at large. There is no doubt that a Muslim, he must feel the pain of even a single person anywhere in the globe. A believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he feels the pain, the Muslim anywhere in the world must feel the pain. But I am referring to a change We cannot bring about the change in the entire world. America doesn't listen to us when we sit here and talk. Neither does Britain listen to us or China listen to us. We can't change all of them. But within our homes, which government stops us? Which government stops us? Does any government say that we must watch porn sites? Does any government say you must listen to music? Does any government say that no, you must go to those grounds where all the immorality now in the name of sport is propagated? Does any government say you must go to the discos and cinemas and theaters? Does any government say any of these things? So which means that we can change, just like how we can change the climate within our own, or the temperature in it within our own room and within our own home. In the same way, we can change our own body temperature, spiritual temperature, by adopting the good deeds and good actions and distancing ourselves from that which is haram and forbidden by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then coolness will come into the heart with our zikrullah and our tilawat of the Quran Sharif and our fulfillment of the rights of people and our earning of halal livelihood and our distancing ourselves from everything that is forbidden. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give that person a kind of a coolness in his heart. He will get an enjoyment in his heart. At present, we got absolutely no enjoyment in our namaz, roza, zikr, tilawat. In fact, it is a burden. If any person has to be told to take a qasam and say whether he is really enjoying his ibadat, zikr and tilawat, then he will say that it is a burden. Na'uzu billah. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. نہ وہ ذوق ہے نہ وہ شوق ہے نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے یہ ہر ایک چیز ہی بے مزہ جو نظر سے اپنی تو دور ہے. No more that enjoyment, no more that anticipation, when will night come so that I can, after a little sleep, get up and go on the musalla and cry before my Allah and raise my hands and enjoy those rains of rahmat falling on my heart. No more that is left in me. No more the enjoyment in my zikr, in my tilawat, nothing. Because the person makes 5 minutes of tilawat, 5 minutes of zikr, and after that he goes and watches everything else. So that little noor that came also has also vanished. So na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. There's no more that enjoyment in anything. Even the good things of life, the good food and the good clothing and the good cars and good homes and everything also has lost that enjoyment. Supposed to give us satisfaction and enjoyment and contentment. Is it there anymore? You can have everything in the world. He said, jo nazar se apni tu dur hai. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are distanced from my sight, that means if I am not obedient to you and you have become displeased with me, then I can have everything with me, but there will be nothing with me. Ask all those people who come and complain. They say, we have everything, but we do not seem to have peace of mind. There's no barkat in our risk. We are earning and earning, but we do not know where it goes. So to bring that back again, we must not lose hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy. He is very, very forgiving, very merciful, very kind. He has left the doors of Tawbah open. He wants us to return. He does not want to punish us. What will Allah Ta'ala gain in punishing us? Tujhse kya zid thi agar tu bhi kisi qabil hota. What grudge does Allah Ta'ala have against you? Unke altaaf to hai aam shaheedi sab par. Tujhse kya zid thi agar tu bhi kisi qabil hota. So therefore, on the other hand, again, we balance it, that there must not be a question of losing hope, that now what must I do? So much sins I committed. Now there's no hope of me changing. There's no such thing as no hope. Never say that this person can never change. Look at what kind of people have changed. Therefore, he says, hey, malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzoor mera huzoor hai. That even the angels do not know when this person makes sincere tawbah and repents and says, I want to give up those sins of my life. Then see what progress he makes and how he starts climbing. But Allah Ta'ala gives it in the heart. Outward conditions at time can be such that the person gets disappointed. He says that if this person was Allah Allah, then why is he going through all this type of thing? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us a true understanding of Islam, of Sharia, of Quran and Sunnah. May he give us a true understanding of what deen is. And may he make us living examples. At present it's just claim, claim and claim, that's all. But where is the proof of that claim? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of the ummah around the globe. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.